going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, phone calls. We're coming right to you in 1 minute. Reaction on everything with this NFL draft.
If you've spent time building the right roster and earned the fans, then you need the best technology to back it up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer and point of sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free. But that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system, it's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
All right, hope you're having a great start to your Monday morning. Another week, obviously. Phils did a nice job this weekend. Nola, in particular, last night. Going 7 innings, giving up only one run. Bats were not exactly totally alive, but they did enough. Of course, scored a bunch of runs on Saturday. You can weigh in on everything. And we're going to get to the Shedeur Sanders situation more in a moment because all sorts of audio, including some reports over the weekend, the prank phone call, we're going to get to that. That was disgraceful. There's a lot. There's a lot on the Shedeur Sanders thing on the table. We'll continue to discuss it. Let's get to JP in Plymouth Meeting. JP, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing? Devin, how are you? Did you guys have a good weekend?
Doing well, JP. How are you?
Yeah, all good, buddy.
I'm getting over a really bad stomach bug. That's why you didn't hear from me at all last week. But it's my first day back at work. I'm feeling great, ready to kick butt and take names.
There you go.
The draft. So I didn't really catch much of the draft because I was really sick. But I do love the Jahad Campbell pick. I really do. We'll see with, like, the other picks, you know, how they pan out. But Howie Roseman knows what he's doing. He even said it, like, quarterbacks nowadays are explosive, and this guy's going to get to those explosive quarterbacks.
Look, I'll just say this about Howie, JP, and I don't make this based on this statement based on this draft, but just his track record. If Howie Roseman was a free agent general manager, with how many billions with a B these owners have, I mean, like, if I'm the Atlanta Falcons owner, I'd pay him $25 million if I could.
JP,
I mean, why not? I mean, he puts together great teams.
JP, I don't understand what you're talking about, saying you were sick so you didn't catch the draft. That's weird, man.
You couldn't remote control it? You couldn't lie in bed?
All you have to do is sit and watch.
He said he had a stomach bug.
Come on!
Maybe he couldn't have left the bathroom, okay? Like, you might not have a TV in the bathroom.
I was in the hospital.
Sorry, JP. I'm.
Oh, man.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Well, that's another level.
Yeah, I was completely and utterly dehydrated. They had to give me like 4 bags of fluids. I was in bad shape. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
The Phillies. Let's talk about the Phillies. They took 2 out of 3 from the Cubs. You know, and Nola pitched a decent game.
He did. Pitched well.
Against a good team.
Against a good team, by the way.
You're right. Exactly. Against a good team. A team that, before the season started, said, how are they going to face against the Cubs? How are they going to face against the Padres? How are they going to face against the Dodgers? Not too bad of these teams that they have to face.
He did a good job. All right, JP, give me an answer. What was unbelievable? You can win the Elvis Costello tickets.
So my answer is going to tie in with the Phillies. The Phillies' record today, as it stands, is the same record that they had in 2008 at this point, and the same record that they had in 1980 at this point.
No way.
All right. You know what the flip
side?
Yeah, you know what the flip side of that is, though? They probably had this exact same record like 17 other seasons in their 140 years and did not win.
162 games, got a lot of variability.
All right, let's get to Bam right now in Upper Darby. What's going on, Bam? All right, Bam is absolutely not ready to go. We go to Jordan right now. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, Philadelphia. Good morning, morning show. I want to start off by just saying thanks for letting me call in. Last couple of weeks, months is a new thing for me, and I talk on the phone all day for a living, and you guys are great. I've been listening. I feel like I'm part of a community now, and really like that feeling of community. So appreciate the show. Appreciate letting me call in and just talk for a little bit in the morning.
Our pleasure, buddy. You're a good caller. Keep them coming.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So I didn't see most of the draft. I was in Copenhagen this weekend, and I don't usually watch the draft. It's something training camp, I'll see who actually makes the roster. But I want to comment just on one thing regarding our tight end. This has a lot of elements to me of what the Phillies did with Bohm in the offseason, and I just don't like it. You know, this guy's been a decent player, Goddard, for us. He helped us win championships. I think they got to keep quiet a little bit more, figure this out behind the scenes, show the guy a little respect, set some direction. I think both the fans and the player deserve it.
Well, I'm torn on that. So here's what I'll say to that. Love Goddard, but this is the business of sports. I don't think the Eagles have gone out of their way to publicize it. I think the Bohm comparison is interesting. That grabs my attention. But, you know, the reality is when you have so many great players, you can't pay them all. They're obviously in a financial standoff with him. And sounds like they wanted to try to move him. The league spoke volumes of being not that interested, which is similar to the Phillies thing with Bohm. The league wasn't that interested. Didn't make a deal that made the Phillies bite. Didn't make a deal that made the Eagles bite. And it's not all, listen, at some point, organizations got to take a stand against a guy and say, we think you're worth $5 million. We don't think you're worth $10 million. And that's not rude. That's just a salary cap world. That's what it is.
And I think it's fine to conduct those conversations behind closed doors.
Well, here's what I'll say to their credit. They have. Now, the reality is, per NFL rules, Howie Roseman has to go out there and address the media every once in a while. So he's going to be asked. So he answers. I thought Howie said some very complimentary things about Goddard over the weekend. I mean, Devin had in the update, very complimentary.
But it's the classic, you compliment a guy, you zing him, and then you compliment him again on the way out. I think they could choose to be a little more tight-lipped, and they're not. I personally like to see the guy on the team, good clubhouse guy, great player. And frankly, we have no other options right now. So you're not going to send Calcaterra out there as your tight end one. I just don't see that happening.
Well, I think Calcaterra is better than some people are giving him credit for. He's not great, but they've won games with Calcaterra starting. I don't think they fall off a cliff if Calcaterra is the tight end.
Hey, that's a fair assessment. Moving on to the Phillies very quickly. Number one, I mean, Romano in the 10th inning last night. Like, I had a diverted flight to Dulles. I'm 7 hours late. I get in at 1 a.m. You're going to make me watch a Sunday night baseball game. Goes into the 10th inning. You're going to put Jordan Romano in as our savior, as our hero.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it because there's a K word of a player we don't say in our house. But he looked a lot with this motion and dangle in his arm, and the guy goes out there in a high leverage situation, and I'm just real happy that he didn't blow it. My big fix for the Phillies right now, the bullpen, I think it's going to work itself out. We got to make moves. I'm glad it's early in the season. Kevin Long, you're done, man. I'm sorry. I think your time in Philly is over. The bats are getting cold again. We got way too much money invested in our payroll to not have players. perform at the plate to the standard.
Well,
we expect.
Here's the one thing I'll say, Jordan. I was really struck by some numbers Rob Ellis put out there. I think it was over the weekend on the Phillies bats. I think entering Saturday. I saw a clip online. The Phillies were in the top five in baseball in on base percentage. They were, this was as of 2 days ago, I believe, 21st in slugging percentage. Now, what does that mean? That means that I think Kevin Long has gotten them to change their approach a bit. Something that millions of us called for after last October. I compliment Kevin Long for the fact that there have been adjustments made. And I think we as a fan base, while frustrated with the lack of homers and doubles and all that, also got to give these guys a little bit of room to try to work out the kinks of an adjustment. You don't make an adjustment and then immediately be a wildly successful player the other way. I mean, now listen, is it unusual to be top five in one and 21st in the other? Yeah, that's weird. Because normally a great hitter is kind of a great hitter and you can slug and you get on base and all that. But I'm not
numbers
as quick.
Numbers aside, though, doesn't it feel like we're looking at the same team down the stretch last year at the plate?
Well, in the last 2 weeks it did. But you got to admit, Jordan, if they're top five in on base percentage, it's nothing to sneeze at. The bottom line is Bohm has to freaking drive the ball. Trey Turner has to drive the ball. I mean, we're talking about guys whose slugging percentages have been in the 300s this year. That's a disgrace. I don't know that that's Kevin Long. I mean, Trey had a good game last night. Jordan, give me an answer. What was unbelievable?
Atomic science. The fact that everything around us is built up of billions of tiny atoms moving at an inconceivable speed is something that I will forever find unbelievable, and I hope John Ritchie does too.
All right, my man. You got it.
Sure is.
94.
Incredibly unbelievable. And how do we apply that to Alec Bohm? All of these elements, all of these particles, assemble.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Into Alec Bohm, who is giant.
Yeah.
He is gigantic.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking, that's a lot of molecules. We're talking about a lot of elements.
Yeah,
we're talking about a lot of atoms.
Why
can't he hit the ball out of the park? Like, hit the ball far.
I know.
Hit the ball so it's elevated 45 degrees and just the trajectory carries it away and out of the stadium.
He just doesn't have.
Alec Bohm is gigantic. I mean, just look at the guy. He should be able, and I know that you said it's the sizzle chest.
No, I didn't say sizzle. I said concave.
Oh.
Concave chest.
Sizzle chest.
Yeah, this is what John's...
What's a sizzle chest?
I don't even know.
He's trying to stick me with sizzle chest.
All right. You said the whatever it was.
Concave.
That was a couple years ago.
Yeah,
you know, like, we're talking, you've had a lot of time.
You gotta admit, I wasn't wrong.
Working and building, lifting.
Guys, it's almost...
Strengthening.
It's almost May. He's got no home runs. He's third baseman.
Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper have like more home runs than anyone else on the team combined. Some insane stat like that. I was talking to Ruben Amaro about Kevin Long and the hitting on Saturday on WIP, and he had an interesting point where he basically said it could be paralysis by overanalysis, basically that these guys are just overthinking and they need to clear their minds and just hit the baseball. And I think that is certainly the case for Alec Bohm. Like, you can see them all just kind of overthinking up there at the plate, and you see glimpses of them improving their bats. Like on Saturday, I thought their game and their offense was great, but then last night they won, but they should have won by more, in my opinion. So,
well, here's the thing I'll say about what Ruben said there. He may be entirely right, and he played MLB ball and I didn't, but I want them thinking up there. I mean, what they did versus the Mets was a disgrace, and I do think they're chasing less pitches. Now, do I think that's affecting them driving the ball? Yes.
I think there's a balance.
There is.
They have to find that middle ground.
And they're struggling with that balance.
They have not found it quite yet.
They are struggling with that balance. All right. Let's get to more of the Shedeur Sanders situation. Let's get to the prank phone call. If you haven't heard this yet, it's a real disgrace. 21-year-old punk kid.
I actually haven't heard it, and I'm kind of scared.
Yeah. I
didn't listen because I didn't want it. I feel like it would make me sad or something.
Yeah, no, it's not good. So we're only going to play a small portion of it. The 21-year-old son of the Saints,
Falcons.
Falcons. Falcons defensive coordinator, a couple days ago, had some of his notes out. Might have been written, might have been on an iPad. I don't know what it was.
Played against this guy.
It was an iPad.
Ulbrich.
Huh?
It was an iPad. Yeah.
iPad. All right. So the poor defensive coordinator doing his job studying for the draft, he's got information in front of him. The 21-year-old son sees the information with Shedeur Sanders' cell phone, grabs it, and says to himself, with my friends, I'm gonna pull one on draft day. And he did. And this kid is a piece of garbage. So we'll play the beginning portion here. Listen to when the 21-year-old son of the Falcons coordinator initiates this phone call. This was day one with, I think this was day one with Shedeur Sanders.
Hey, is this Shedeur? This is Mickey Loomis here, the GM of the New Orleans Saints. How you doing? This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, been waiting on you.
Yeah, we have. It's been a long wait, man. We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
It's going to be nothing to
do. Hey, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man. Sorry about that.
I mean, and by the way, it wasn't day one. It was not the first day of the draft. All right, so John, let me start with this. I want to, because John, I've been waiting all weekend since hearing, I guess it came out yesterday. I've been wanting to ask you this question. As a father of three, how out of your mind with your son would you be if one of your children pulled this move?
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Right?
I can't even imagine. And Jeff Ulbrich, this defensive coordinator. I played against Jeff. Like, we're the same age,
yep,
ish. You know
what a
he's
awful situation.
Just incredible, an incredible invasion, an incredible desecration of something that is sacred to some degree. I'm not going to go overboard, and you know
it's such an affront to both Shedeur Sanders and the guy's dad. I mean, it's a real violation of his own. It's a tremendous violation of his own father.
Yeah.
I mean, he stole information from his father's iPad and pulled a prank.
And a lack of caring of what happens to his dad.
Oh.
If his dad was fired for that, he could have lost his dad's job.
No, he wasn't. They're saying no discipline.
The Saints could have been, though.
No, of course he could have been. The NFL and the Falcons are saying no discipline for the coordinator because they know it wasn't his fault. I mean, I guess you can say next time lock and key with some information if you got a punk around that's your kid. But you get the point. I mean, it's not the dad's fault. He's got information on a desk. The freaking kid gets the information and pulls that and then goes public with it? Look, I don't know what can be done to the kid. I mean, I am no legal expert. I don't know. I don't know if there's anything there. I know this. If he was my kid... I don't even know how to finish the sentence.
If he was my kid, I
would be.
There is no punishment that's appropriate for this. When I was going into ninth grade, I totally messed up, and I had a bunch of friends over. My parents went away and trusted me.
Yeah,
I was grounded for the rest of the summer. It ended up being, 3 months or whatever. I had to do all the laundry in the house. Yeah. I had to do all the, the chores and everything.
3 months is serious.
Grounded.
That's a big punishment.
No TV, no radio, no electronic usage. It was like return to 1800. And I thought that was extreme. But there is no punishment that's even close to appropriate. I mean, ground him for the next 3 years.
Right.
You can't make it appropriate for what he's done here.
It's a disgrace. The kid issued an apology. I mean, what's the point of even reading it? I mean, he apologizes.
Yeah,
but what a jackass. I mean, seriously.
No, that's a good way to sum it up. What a jackass.
I mean,
you don't have anything better to do with your time if you're that kid.
And to be clear,
would you think that was a good idea?
Totally.
Ever?
And there are some, I'm not the guy that's not in a joke here and there. Life is, you're supposed to have some fun and some laughs and stuff like that, but not like this. This was really, and by the way, it was also going around, there were any number of other people that got prank phone calls. So the league's got an issue. They're going to have to figure out a way. you know, I don't know if they're going to have to do it where they where the league connects the teams to the players through, I'll use the word a portal, through a portal. Like, I don't, they're going to have to figure out something because apparently, you know, Shedeur Sanders was far from the only person that, that got pranked. It's not cool, man. It's really not good. 215-592-9494. All right, so the Eagles made a number of picks over the weekend. Matter of fact, from Friday and Saturday, they made 9. 10 picks total in this draft, but 9 when you combine Friday and Saturday. The Eagles' second-round pick was the safety from Texas, Andrew Mukuba, who, you know, based on the film, you know, the guy looks like a playmaker. Now, you know, we'll see in time how good is he. I mean, Doc was a second-round safety. Couldn't have gone better. Jaquan Jarrett was a second-round safety. Couldn't have gone worse. So, you know, we'll find out what this Mukuba guy has. But he looks like he throws the lumber around. And it looks like he's got some range. He's a smaller. It does kind of look like CJ GJ a little bit.
Throws the lumber around.
Yeah.
Like a young like Joe DeCamera?
Sure. Yeah, like a young Joe DeCamera.
You know,
yeah,
Joe
you were
played
throwing
safety.
The lumber around.
We're talking about a guy who knows what it means to stock wide receivers
wait
in
till,
the secondary.
Wait till Fritz gets a load of me. All right, let's listen first off to ESPN's detailed breakdown of Mukuba. When he was drafted on Friday night, Mel Kiper and the gang had a breakdown of Mukuba. Here's what they said.
4-year starter at safety, had a huge senior season with 5 interceptions, strong against the run as well. All three of you guys absolutely love him. Began his college career at Clemson, spent 3 years there before transferring to Austin.
I'll tell you what, for his size, he plays like a much bigger safety. 5'11 and a quarter, 186 pounds. He hits like a linebacker. He's a smart football player, recognizes his diagnosis. Well, he had 1 career interception in 3 years at Clemson. He had 5 interceptions at Texas in this 1 year, 69 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, Lou. I look at a kid who hits like a linebacker. Reminds me of the Raiders back in the day with Atkinson and Tatum. Wow, he will light you up.
Hey, he is everything you want in a DB. Everything. Everything. Instincts, competitiveness, tackling, man-to-man coverage, zone coverage instincts. That hit that he had in the SEC Championship, oh my goodness. Talk to Steve Sarkisian about this young man. He said the only thing he doesn't have is ideal size. That's it.
All
everything
right.
else he has.
That's very high praise from Lewis Riddick.
Yeah.
Very high praise. All right, your chance to react
who
to what the Eagles...
Who was a safety himself.
Who was a safety.
Who knows the position better
also,
than anyone.
Also, apparently he was briefly roommates with Trotter Jr. when he was at Clemson.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
They got that connection.
All right, so what you make of what Howie did and did not do in the draft. Most notable thing he did not do was draft a tight end. So maybe Goddard stays. Time will tell on that as well. Also, more on the Shedeur Sanders situation, including something Tom Pelissero reported about the Shedeur Sanders in the pre-draft process. That and more. Phone calls on all these topics and more audio of some of these guys when they got drafted, their interactions with Howie and the Eagles brass on the phone. That's all up ahead. Your phone calls as well, 94 WIP.
Imagine.